Senate Bill 171, an act to prohibit certain officials from voting if a conflict of interest exists.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senate Bill 171 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you. Members of the body, Senate Bill 171 is to address what has been a long-standing question or issue in South Dakota, but more recently brought to light by a January 19th decision of our Supreme Court. And as a result of that decision, there's a question about which local government officials can sit on their boards when they consider issues. And it also has raised uncertainty and created the ability to challenge the decisions of local government officials well after the fact. And so this bill is designed to codify and simplify what the rules are with respect to conflict of interest. I think it puts in place that which we all currently understand the rules to be. So if I briefly could walk you through it, the first sentence just says that if you have a conflict, you can't vote. The second sentence says, which is how we all make decisions even in this body, and that's a decision that's typically uniquely made by the elected official. But this bill sets up two situations where they can't vote. One is if they have a direct pecuniary interest. That's pretty straightforward, and I think something we all understand. The second one is a safety gap where if two-thirds of the local body believe the person has a conflict, they have the ability to not let them vote in that instance. And lastly, and very importantly, is the remedy. In the Supreme Court decision, the vote was 6-0 by the local government, and it was reversed because one of those six was a waitress that had received tips and had a pecuniary interest, an indirect pecuniary interest in the outcome of a vote on a liquor license. And they determined that the remedy was to reverse the entire decision, even though the vote was 6-0. And so this makes it clear that if, in fact, somebody with a conflict does vote, the result is you just don't count that vote. And I think that's a logical application of the rule. I would encourage the body to support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 171? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 171. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein.
Aye.
Apa.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Denwall.
Aye.
Donovan.
Aye.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray. Greenfield,
aye.
Hanson Tom,
aye.
Hanson Gary,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Kelly,
aye.
Klocek,
aye.
Knudsen,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koistra,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Linz,
aye.
McCracken,
aye.
McNinney,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Napoli,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Sutton Dan,
aye.
Sutton Dwayne,
aye.
Two Bulls. Senator Abdallah, Abdallah, Senator Abdallah,
aye.
Senator Abdallah,
aye.
Mr. President, ayes 35.
Senate Bill 171 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. Ladies and